Chapter 4. How We Got Smart. We didn't know what to think the next day when Mother sat Curtis and me down and began to say, "You remember when I told you I was going to pray and ask the Lord to give me wisdom about what to do about your grades?" Like we could have ever forgotten that. We'd thought of little else since. "Yes, ma'am," we assured her. I'd been dying to hear what God had said, but now I wasn't so sure I wanted to know. "I did pray," she said. "Well, I believe God gave me the wisdom I needed." She looked a little uncertain about how to put into words what she was going to say next, as if we probably wouldn't want to hear it. This couldn't be good. "The wisdom I believe God gave me was this," she told us. "We're going to start by turning off the television, and from now on, you may watch 2 or 3 shows each week." When we groaned, she quickly added, "You get to choose the shows, but 3 times per week is it, and you will use all that extra time you have for reading." Oh, man, I couldn't believe this. That doesn't even sound reasonable, let alone wise. I was about to voice my protest, but Mother wasn't finished. "You can also choose what you read, at least 2 books each week. Then I will expect you to write 2 book reports on the books you read and present those reports out loud to me." This was worse than I ever imagined. I may have been in my 5th grade year, but I had never read an entire book other than the books my teachers had assigned to read in class. I couldn't imagine finishing 1 book in a week's time, let alone 2. I started to explain this reality to my mother before she got wedded to this crazy idea. But as far as she was concerned, she had prayed for wisdom and gotten her answer. She had made up her mind. The moment I realized that, I gave up the cause and simply shut my mouth. I must have looked defeated, because my mother suddenly said in her gentlest, most lovingly tone, "Benny, honey, don't you see? If you can read, you can learn just about anything you want to know. The doors of the world are open to people who can read." I was 11 years old. I didn't care much about the doors of the world. I was a lot more interested in being outdoors in the world. And there wouldn't be much chance for that if I was stuck inside reading and writing.